Thank you, Neil, for joining us on a Friday night. And, well, footballers like to say, well, we go again. And after last week's postponement, tomorrow we go again against Curzon. How's preparation been with that weekend that we've just had off?
Yeah, Ben. No, it's been great. Obviously, we were all disappointed last week against York. You know, you go to Telford, there's a real bounce around the place after the win, and we're training really well. We turn up on the Saturday, and we were full of confidence, couldn't wait to get the game played. But unfortunately, you know, we couldn't control the weather. And although both sets of managers were disappointed, you know, we had to accept and respect the referee's decision and decided to call it off. So there's nothing we could do about it. We'd already decided whether or not the York game went ahead or not, how the training schedule was going to be planned for the following week. And, you know, you've heard me say this about togetherness being key. And my decision on Tuesday night is that the whole squad was going to go to Salford and support Kurt Willoughby. As it happened, he made his debut for England C. Starting debut for England C and got himself a goal. But, you know, it was great that all the lads and supporters and officials were there from FC United. So, you know, we wanted to show our support. So we did that. And then we came in last night and we trained. And there was a really good feeling around the camp. We know we've got a massive game against Curzon tomorrow and one that we're really looking forward to. But, you know, we've still got that Telford game at the forefront of our mind. And, you know, the four games unbeaten. Well, 5 weeks now it is, isn't it? Because the game was called off last week. So, you know, we're going into the game tomorrow night. We can't wait for it. You know, we can't wait for it. And, you know, we're certainly ready for it.
And the rearranged game will be on Tuesday at Broadhurst Park for the York match. So does that impact upon your way of thinking heading into tomorrow's game? Or are you just going to go for it?
No, we're just going to go for it. It's one game at a time. You know, if you look at the next four fixtures, even though it's one game at a time, you know, it's Curzon tomorrow, it's York at home, it's Leeton at home, it's Darlington away. You know, people on paper would say they've got a chance. You know, they've got a chance. The way they're playing, they've got a chance. Well, I always think we've got a chance no matter who you're playing against. But we know that, you know, we'll have to be at our best. We certainly won't be resting people. We certainly won't be focusing on York's preparations. We'll do that on Monday night when we come in. But we'll be focused solely on tomorrow and we'll be going, you know, 200% to go to Curzon and get a positive result tomorrow.
And you mentioned Kurt Willoughby. Obviously, he had a great game on Tuesday night for England C. And we spoke about it last week. He is on a bit of a cloud nine at the moment. He's got a bit of a spring in his step.
Listen, and right, he should be. You know, he's wearing the number nine for England C. He's captaining and scoring goals for FC United. What could be more better for him? You know, he looks to me fitter, leaner, healthier. You know, his goals are coming from inside the 18-yard box now. You know, we've got a kid who's on fire. And, you know, for me, you know, it's a matter of time, isn't it, before he goes higher. You know, we want him to stay with FC United. But, you know, I watched the players on display the other night and every one of them players is connected with a, you know, full-time club. And, you know, I know that's Kurt's, you know, ambition one day. And, you know, you're not going to hold the kid back. For us, he's doing really well. You know, and I want it to continue and I want him to be part of, you know, this special season that hopefully will be and keeping FC United in the league. And hopefully, if that's the case, we can keep hold of him for another season. But no, Kurt's doing great. You know, the lads have been great with him. He hasn't got above his station. His feet are firmly on the ground. And his only quest now is to do what he can do to keep FC in the league and hopefully score goals and lead the team by example. So no, you know, he's doing great for us.
Other news and matters arising from this week. And on Friday lunchtime, it was announced that Lloyd Allenson's gone out on loan to the end of the season to join Dave Cook and that promotion chasing Nantwich side in the NPL. That is to the end of the season with an option that if Fisher has to go back, Lloyd Allenson can come back. So, but the thinking is that hopefully we can keep Fisher to the end of the season, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, there's two bits I think in here. Obviously, you want to keep Andy Fisher to the end of the season. I think his performances have been, you know, immaculate, exceptional since he's come in. I think we've lost one game. Well, he's been between the sticks in five. And you know, Lloyd just, you know, found some competition and lost his shirt. I said to Lloyd, you know, he's on the bench each week. He's training really well, but he needs games. And, you know, the way Fisher's playing at the minute, it only takes one of the Rovers, either number one or number two, to pick up a knock. And Fisher goes straight back. And, you know, we're sitting on the bench for the first team or even playing for the first team. So it was important to me to keep Lloyd fresh. And I think going into the last eight games, what I don't want is Lloyd to not have any games under his belt, because if Fish has to go back, I need Lloyd sharp. That's why we've insisted on the 24-hour recall. But you know, hopefully for Lloyd, and he can go and get his games. And, you know, hopefully for Fish, that he remains injury-free and things remain the same. But Lloyd Allenson, he's very much an FC United player who, like other players this season, is going out alone to improve his match fitness. And that's all there is to it.
And as we head into this match tomorrow against Curzon, how's the squad shaping up?
Squad's looking really positive. You know, delighted to say that Bob Harris is back from injury and Dale Whittam is back from injury. We'll both go into tomorrow's squad. So obviously Lloyd will drop out, and then there'll be one other that drops out from the squad, and you know there'll be 16 on show tomorrow. Lloyd looking to make an impression. You know, do we have to tweak it much from the Telford game? You know, I always say the lads do well and they keep the shirt, so you know they deserve that opportunity. But we'll be taking nothing for granted. We know how good Curzon are. We know, you know, since Mark Bradshaw took over, the run that they went on to pull themselves away from the bottom of the league, and I think at one point we were 8 points away from the playoffs. So we know how good they are, you know. But the pitch is superb. The pitch will allow us to play our free flowing football game, and hopefully, you know, it'll be a great game for the neutral. But for FC United, it'll be an even better game when we get the points tomorrow and continuing our quest to stay in this league.